I mentioned the Erith Playhouse, and I mentioned one singular sensation, and I'm delighted to say that joining me here in the studio this morning is David Morne. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, thank you for being here. It's interesting to know and hear about the show you're putting on. One singular sensation. What's that all about?
What it's about. It came really from the inspiration for it came from the fact that currently in the West End, there are a lot of stage shows that started life as films. So we've looked at that as a twist. So we're looking at Act One, our songs from shows that started off on stage and then got transferred to the screen. And then Act Two is songs from shows that started on the screen that got transferred to stage. So Act One's got things like My Fair Lady, Oliver, etc. Act Two's got the more current ones, Sister Act, Billy Elliot, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, things like that.
There must be so many different songs to choose from. Did you start with a huge list and have to kind of cull the ones that weren't your favourites? Or how did you go about choosing the songs?
We started with several huge spreadsheets, and in the end it became quite apparent that it was what we weren't going to put in rather than what we were going to put in that became important. So the only way to do it was to actually come up with some groups. So we've actually grouped songs together. So you may not see a song directly from Sister Act, done like Sister Act. You may not see something, you know, where we've reimagined it and we've sort of put a whole collection of songs together. There's no dialogue virtually. It runs from one to the next. Hopefully we're taking the audience on a whistle-stop tour through some of the best songs from stage and screen over the last 50, 60 years.
We just played Irene Cara and Fame, and I think you were saying, David, that always recreates memories, that song.
It's iconic, isn't it? As soon as you hear that, you've got pictures, you've got the television series that comes to mind, you've got the whole flash dance and Fame, it just suddenly all evokes memories, yeah. So what we're hoping to do with some of the songs is that some maybe people haven't heard for a while and they go, oh, I'd forgotten that one. And equally, we're hoping that someone will go, no, I don't know that one, but that's good. I'll go and look that one up and I'll go and listen to that. So hopefully a few favourites, a few you haven't heard of, and a few new favourites as you move out.
Have you had to watch a whole load of films to get this inspiration, or you're just kind of they're in the culture there?
I think they're there, actually. I think between us, Ian Humphreys, the other co-director and co-conceiver, we had this list of shows that just got longer and longer and longer, and so we had to pare it back and back and back. And at that point, we called in Nikki and Tamsin, our two choreographers, and Steve Trill, our MD, because it's a team effort. It's a creative team that put this together. We accept that no one person has a good idea. Somebody says something which then gets built upon. Sometimes it gets knocked out, sometimes it gets in. So the final numbers that have been included took months of agony to get there, and probably months of agony for the cast to learn as well, but they'll let you know that story, I'm sure.
As I listen to the songs and look down the list of songs we've got to come, it's a real ride through so many different styles and emotions.
It is, yeah.
Are you trying to weave a narrative through all of those, or is it just a roller coaster of a ride?
No, it's a roller coaster. We talked about literally taking the audience on a journey, and it's got highs and lows, so we sort of hopefully take them up, and just when they think they can't get any more, we then bring it down with a slower number, or we do something slightly out of the ordinary. A lot of the songs literally segue one into the other, so the audience sort of have suddenly gone from one show to another. Hopefully the staging will allow them to do that as well. But yeah, we don't actually want the audience to stop on this. You know, that they get to the interval, go, wow, and look forward to Act Two.
That must be pretty demanding if you're putting on the show. Technically, I mean, to keep that pace going through the show, how do you do it?
By nagging the cast very, very lot. And, you know, anyone listening now will understand that. We couldn't do it without a backstage team. The people on stage get the applause and get all the plaudits. The backstage team working behind them that have built the set, painted the scenery, done the lights, provided the props. There's a huge amount of furniture in that backstage that has to be gotten and got off. If you don't hear it coming on and don't see it coming on and just accept it there, then they've done their job, as well as the people in front of house on the stage getting the applause. So when you're in the audience, remember the people backstage as well.
Yeah. The way you're describing the show, there's a lot in it. There's costumes, there's all manner of songs, there's reimaginings of situations. Did it start off that complicated?
No, it didn't. Ian and I did have this conversation about this sort of simply staged show that we could put together that was just a group of songs. This is the second one we've done. We did a show a few years ago, another one, a compilation one with a different theme. And we sort of try and do some different things this time. And unfortunately, this has grown. So our backstage team are groaning with the amount of scenery they're now producing, the props, the costumes. Steve on the sound. And, you know, there's just so many people working their socks off leading up to the next few days when we have technical rehearsals, dress rehearsals, and open on Monday.
But I guess that's also part of the excitement, the challenge, the magic of it.
Yes, there's lots of magic, there's lots of excitement, there's lots of fear, there's lots of trepidation, there's lots of angst. But apart from that, yeah, the whole thing is working. You can't work with 27 people on stage and a backstage team of sort of 15, 20 or so and not run smoothly. No one's going to sort of suggest that that's true. Audience won't see any of that. All you will see is something that glitters and is looking and sounding at this stage very, very good.
Is this one of the hardest times in the life cycle of a production? And this, in a way, is quite a special thing because it's a unique production to the Playhouse. It's conceived by yourself and Ian, is it?
Ian Humphries, yes. Yep. Yeah. It is. This week is the one that is always difficult. At this point, everybody says, we need another week. And you haven't got another week. You've got half a week. This is the point where all the things that you hopefully put in place months ago start to come together. Lights, costume, scenery, props, sound, everything like that should now come together and it will ultimately dovetail and be seamless. The journey is not as smooth as it could be, but that's any production. That's a West End. That's why they have tryouts in West End productions. That's why they have previews. Here at the Playhouse doesn't need a preview. We go from this week to a bag opening night on Monday.
Is that the reason that you love doing this?
Love is probably an interesting word in that sentence. Yeah, that is the reason we do it. Adrenaline is a cure-all for everything. And in theatre, adrenaline is what fuels anybody backstage and on stage. That's what fuels people's reason for doing things. The fear and the adulation at the end, which is why I put the plug in earlier. When you applaud the people you see, can you add an extra couple of hand claps for the people you haven't seen?
Why don't you tell me now, Dave?
Okay.
What's the box office?
The box office number, the all-important number is 01322-350-345. So 01322-350-345. And the people are waiting to take your call, as they say.
And you've got a website as well, haven't you?
There is a website, yes. It's can I find it? No.
Have I even playhouse.org.uk, isn't it?
That'll be the one.
Yeah,
that'll
I think
be the
so.
One. If not, just Google Erith Playhouse. You will find us.
And then when are you running until?
Run till Saturday. So we do every night of the week, Monday to Saturday, 7:45. And then there is a matinee on Saturday at 4 o'clock. So 7 opportunities to see it.
I wonder how many songs in your production are going to revive a song for a whole new generation.
Well, I hope so. I said that one of the things we've hoped to do is that we can introduce people to some songs that they didn't know that suddenly then become favourites as they move forward, yes.
The thing about music and theatre and film, for that matter, is there's such a rich heritage to draw on, isn't there?
There is. It's huge, as I said. We know, and in fact, there will be people who will say to us, oh, I'm surprised you didn't do and you haven't done. The obvious ones, we didn't put in Les Miserables, we haven't done Phantom of the Opera, those sort of things. They've been done. We actually wanted to give people, an opportunity to sing and dance different songs, but also for the audience to sing and see and hear different things as well.
If I would take a walk down Erith High Street and I'll see your Playhouse mm-hmm. there, and it looks like a fantastic theatre. It looks, you know, beautiful sign at the front, solid building, and you think, there it is, that's just a commercial theatre. But you're not a commercial theatre. You're a very special organisation because you're run by volunteers.
Absolutely, complete amateurs in terms of, you know, we have huge professional qualifications, but amateur leanings. It's one of those places that is a joy to be in. Erith Playhouse has been a big part of my life for many years, and looking through the cast and the crew here, there are people here who've been at the Playhouse very recently. There are people who've been there, like myself, years. The joy of somewhere like Erith Playhouse is you can be on stage one week, 3 weeks later you could be selling programmes, 6 weeks later you're building a piece of scenery. That's the joy. That's what you want people to do, to actually sort of get in, muck in, and do the jobs that need to be done. But what a fantastic social life, a nice hobby. You get to meet a range of different people, all who have different skills, different talents, all of which are necessary.
Have you been involved with the Playhouse for many years?
Yes, probably. I think we worked it out, probably sort of 35, 36 years I've been involved there. I went down as a prompt for a production and ended up doing two musical numbers that probably set the pattern for many years to come. And what's lovely is to see, and we've got some members now who were children when they started and are now sort of taking leading roles or directing. And we've got children in here. So with this 10 children, there's some 10 young people in our production now that if they stick around for the next 40 years, then the history and the future of the Playhouse is secure.
And this is local talent. This is nurturing local talent.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it's surely those children that are on stage with you that are going to grow up and develop their skills even more, and they're the stars of tomorrow on the West End stage or film or wherever.
We hope so. And you know, they bring families that wouldn't necessarily come to theatre. The fact that it's local, you don't have to go up to London, you don't have to pay £70, £80, £90 for a ticket. You can come and get these tickets are £11, and the plays that we do on £8.50. It's a quality local theatre at affordable prices in your area. Just pop along and see us.
Are you on the lookout for new members?
Always on the lookout for new members. I mean, we have a wide group of people, but because we do 12 productions a year, we start off, we do 5 plays between September and Christmas. We do an annual pantomime in January, which runs for 2 weeks. We then do another 5 plays, leading to an end-of-season musical. So you can't be involved in everything. You need a break. You can't burn out. So you're constantly needing people to take on the roles and move through. So, yes, we will willingly and open arms welcome new members to come and join us and find out what fun it is.
I'm guessing some of your members will have been professionally trained. They've had professional experience. But do you necessarily need to have experience to come and take part in
not at all
activities?
I mean, the nice thing about it is that you will be welcomed. You come and learn. You come and shadow people. I mean, Sarah, who is working with props on this occasion, Sarah actually was our MD for the pantomime. She wanted to join the theatre and she's now doing props. So, you know, you'll never be thrown in to do anything without help and support. Yes, we'd all like to be a star. We all want to stand in the middle of the stage and sing the big number or do the soliloquy from Hamlet. But realistically, you have to start somewhere. And Erith Playhouse will give you that opportunity.
If I could ask you to sum up, why should I come and see the show, One Singular Sensation?
It's full of musical numbers that you will go away tapping your feet to, clicking your fingers to, singing along to. You will be supporting a group of people who've worked very hard to put it on. You will have a fabulous evening. You will be introduced to new songs. You'll hear some old favourites. And with the news and what's going on around the world, come and spend 2 hours where you're cosseted and you just have fun and enjoyment.
I've had such fun listening to these songs. I'm looking forward to seeing the show Monday night when you open, your opening night.
We are.
David, thank you for coming in. Before you go, though, please remind me the box office number.
The box office number is 01322 350 345. And I've now found the website number, so we're okay. It's www.playhouse.org.uk.